You're listening to SBS News.
The official cash rate, which reflects what the central bank charges commercial banks on overnight loans and influences other interest rates, had sat at a record low of 1.5% since August 2016. Now that the RBA has lowered the rate to the new low of 1.25%, borrowers with an average home loan of $400,000 would save about $58 on their monthly repayments if the cut was fully passed on. Despite there being no legal obligation for banks to lower interest rates on loans or credit cards in line with the cash rate, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has urged the four big banks to pass on the benefits of a lower rate in full.
This rate cut will be welcome news for Australian households and businesses, and it will mean lower mortgage costs and lower interest payments. It is the government's expectation, indeed, it is the public's expectation, that banks should pass on in full to consumers the benefits of reduced funding costs as a result of the Reserve Bank's decision.
The Commonwealth Bank and the ANZ were the first of the big four banks to announce reductions to their rates. The CBA says it will pass the cut on in full, but the ANZ says it will reduce its variable rates for owner, occupier and investor loans by only 0.18 percentage points from the 14th of June. Labor's Finance Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says ANZ's decision is disappointing, and he's also urged all banks to pass the cut on in full.
I think Australians will be absolutely filthy at any bank which doesn't pass on these rate cuts in full. If these rate cuts are to do the good that they're supposed to do in the economy, to boost household consumption, then they need to be passed on. And any bank that doesn't pass on these rate cuts has to answer to their customers. I don't think that the banks will take Josh Frydenberg seriously with all of his bluff and bluster. Josh Frydenberg's got a long record of going soft on the banks.
National accounts data, a measure of the strength of the economy, is due to be released on Wednesday and is expected to show that growth remains soft in the March quarter. Economists say the market consensus forecast is for anemic gross domestic product growth of 0.4% in the quarter and 1.8% annually. CommSec economist Ryan Felsman says if the national account data is correct, it will reflect a slowing in economic growth, which may have prompted the rate cut.
That is the case. That would be the weakest annual growth rate since mid-2013. So we are seeing a slowing in economic growth take place in Australia at the moment. In particular, household consumption remains quite anemic. Households feel like they're being squeezed with quite weak wages growth at the same time. And of course, the tax take has been increasing from the government, and that's why they're going to announce some personal tax cuts.
Sydney real estate agent Angelo Bourras believes it may take a while to see if the rate cut will have any major impact on buyer confidence in the property market.
I don't think an interest rate cut is going to be the magic pill in this situation, because even though we're seeing APRA loosening up lending restrictions, ScoMo effect coming in as well, there's still a little bit of that uncertainty in the marketplace as to where it's going and all the rest of it. I don't think overnight we're going to see a change.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.